Track 8, and we come to the letters to the editor. Funds from the public purse must deliver maximum value, says Councillor Phil Bullivant from Newton Abbott. In the Teignbridge Council meeting that took place on October the 23rd, a decision was taken to build 23 one- and two-bedroom apartments to be available for social rent. Ensuring affordable homes are available within Teignbridge is a key function of a district council. However, it is also a key requirement that decisions are taken that ensure that the funds provided from the public purse deliver maximum value. The current waiting list for affordable accommodation in our area has grown significantly over the last 6 years, as fewer homes have been built and therefore fewer affordable homes have been delivered. The waiting list of over 1,500 on Teignbridge Housing Register is mainly for one and two bedrooms, so this is a key focus for the council. The decision taken will deliver 23 units in about 18 months' time. The cost of these units, paid for from government grants, developer contributions and borrowing by the council, together total well over £6.5 million. Plus, the free gift of the land means that Teignbridge taxpayers are paying over £300,000 for each unit, or over double the current cost of similar units available for sale on the market in Newton Abbott, Dawlish and Tynmouth. This decision, pushed through by the ruling Lib Dem group today, will delay the provision of homes to those most in need, will fail to deliver homes in Dawlish, Tynmouth and our rural districts, and result in over 25 families being denied access to homes. The reason given at the council meeting by an elected Lib Dem member for paying over twice the current market price is that people in social homes should have a higher standard of home, larger, better insulated with built-in solar and electric charging than those who purchase their own new build homes. I believe this decision to meet the needs of 23 people rather than the 50 plus families that the same funds could support is morally wrong. It's a demonstration of fiscal ignorance and a complete failure to recognise the needs of people on the council's homes waiting list. A vanity project pursued by all of the Lib Dems, who appeared to be ignorant of the people's needs, apparently because it enables them to boast about new quality homes delivery, and they do not understand the need for fiscal control, is today's equivalent of asking why those in most need can't eat cake. I opposed this decision and requested these same funds be made available to provide homes for the 50 plus families who could have been supported. The Lib Dems rejected this proposal.
And Andy Swain, Lib Dem Teignbridge councillor, writes, flying the flag. There's a letter from Michael Fife Cook, leader of reform at Devon County Council, explaining their view on illegal flags on lampposts. He says, where you see a flag as provocative because it represents a nation others will see as a pride flag, as an invitation to the young, introducing them to sexual experimentation. I see a pride flag as a symbol of tolerance and inclusion. Others may see it as an invitation to the young, introducing them to sexual experimentation. I think that's bonkers, but I recognise that it's their view that is one reason I don't decorate council lampposts with flags that could cause offence to others. In fact, no one is decorating lampposts with pride flags, maybe, except during the actual parade, but many are decorating them with the St. George's Cross and the Union flag. They claim this is just patriotic, not political or to intimidate foreigners. They deny that they are turning our country's flag into a symbol of hate and intolerance. 2 weekends ago, saw a British unity walk in Exeter. Those interviewed opposed asylum seekers and immigration. Most carried St. George's and Union flags. The message is clear, and it is not unity, it is intolerance. I think British values include compassion and tolerance, and so did many on the larger counter-protest. If the illegal flags are removed, we hear complaints about stealing my property, like a litterer claiming their discarded fag packet has been stolen. Some of those who go public about removing the illegal flags have seen threats and online abuse. That isn't unity, it's intolerance and hate. Some like the flags, but plenty don't. So don't illegally put them on public property. Fly them in your own house or garden. Illegal defacing of our street furniture causes distractions that make our roads a little less safe and a lot less welcoming.
Aggressive policies. Cymru's stunning recent ban Reform 36 and first. Scrap first past the post. With so many parties, it's absurd that voters must pick tactically or risk the party they most despise. No one should fear splitting the vote. Labour, this is your moment. Bring in proportional representation or take the consequences. Second, Reform voters, wake up. Your party's leader went begging to Trump to punish the UK for supposedly curbing free speech, North Korean style, while Trump trashes democracy in the US. Reform is compromised by Nathan Gill's treachery and the questions around why Farage adopted such similar behaviour. Was he too recruited to betray his country? No one knows. Reform's local government record is a shambles. Their Doge-style waste cuts failed utterly, and now they want council tax hikes instead. That's not reform, that's incompetence. And that's what they'll deliver if elected nationally. Third, Labour get real. People aren't buying austerity 2.0. Economist Richard Murphy shows how fairer taxes on wealth, aligning capital gains with income tax, adding VAT to finance, taxing investment, income like wages, stopping paying interest on bailouts to banks from 2008 could raise $78 billion a year. That's enough to fix public services without squeezing workers. Why not take him seriously? Reform offers chaos and incompetence. Labour must stop pandering rightward, tax wealth properly, and put an end to austerity for good. Plaid success shows the appetite for change and progressive policies, many of which it shares with the Green Party. Perhaps Caerphilly is a watershed. I hope so. And that concludes the letters for this week.